Opponents of the sexual orientation and gender identity, SOGI, movement used Pro-D Day on Friday, September 20 to stand in protest by Coquitlam City Hall. But their rally in support of the nationwide Million March for Children, which rejects the indoctrination of gender ideology in public schools across Canada, only drew a handful of supporters to their Coquitlam meeting spot. That, they claimed, was because someone had intentionally changed the place and time for their online ad. Probably them, one woman told the Tri-City News, while pointing to the crowd of about 25 people directly in front of City Hall who flew pride flags, waved fans and held signs to support SOGI teachings. Unlike the September 20, 2023, rally, which drew more than 500 anti-SOGI protesters from around Metro Vancouver and saw violence, intimidation and hatred spewed at the SOGI supporters, today's assembly was peaceful. Protesters and counter-protesters kept their distance from each other and Coquitlam RCMP officers were not present. Bylaw enforcement manager Aaron Hilgerdinar stopped in briefly to assess the scene and spoke with the anti-SOGI group about traffic safety. At the corner, they distributed a newspaper titled Druthers to Passers-by, which had the headline, Leave Our Kids Alone, with a front-page article penned by Paul Elias Alexander, who has master's degrees in science, as well as a PhD. Why is sex being taught in schools? One woman asked. I don't understand why the government and Justin Trudeau are taking away our rights as parents. Another woman questioned why her grandson in grade 6 in Port Coquitlam had to declare his pronouns before the class. It's brainwashing, a man added. But Nicola Sperling, the BC Green Party candidate in Coquitlam-Millardville who helped to organize the pro-SOGI rally for the Tri-Cities Pride Society, which she founded, said the lack of response from the anti-SOGI side was telling. When you look across the street, you don't see inclusion, Sperling said, adding she was pleased with the turnout for the counter-protest. We are now being supported and by the city. It's something new because the city has been silent for so long about recognizing our rights and flying the pride flag, but we are happy they are on board now. Megaphone got an opinion on this story or any others in the Tri-Cities? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to newsroom@tricitynews.com. Cell phone with Arrow want to stay updated on Coquitlam, Port Moody, and more in Belcarra News? Sign up for our free daily newsletter. Speech balloon words missing in an article? Your ad blocker might be preventing hyperlinked text from appearing.